Hello and welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I am Paige Estratori from Financial Services Online. Today, the 12th of May, 2024, we delve into major news stories shaping Australia's finance landscape. Boasting a significant win for insurance policyholders, an Australian tourist secured a sizable compensation after being airlifted from Bangkok. The 74-year-old traveler's urgent evacuation from Thailand was due to necrotizing pancreatitis and heart failure, which resulted in lengthy hospitalization upon his return to Australia. Initially, Lloyd's Insurance contested his air ambulance claim of close to $200,000, citing absence of their pre-approval and alleged improvements in his health. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, ruled for the policyholder, leveraging essential medical documents and the urgency of his repatriation. This ruling instructs Lloyd's to pay the full amount and reasserts the power FCA holds in protecting policyholders during emergencies. In superannuation news, a potential legal showdown is poised on the horizon over the Federal Treasury's proposed $3 million superannuation tax cap. Chief Justices Will Alstergren and Deborah Mortimer from the Family and Federal Courts have earnestly criticized this proposed policy. They maintain that it blurs the distinction between judges and public servants and may harm the crucial judicial independence, hampering future judge recruitment and possible public faith in an impartial judiciary. They caution that this change could cause perceived threats to the neutrality of our legal system, as the government often features as a litigant in federal courts. On the employment front, financial pressures have caused a noticeable reshaping of our job market. According to the 2024 Employment and Salary Trends Report by People2People Recruitment, 70% of employees are now less willing to change jobs owing to the turbulence in the global economy. The desire for job stability now overrides perks like workplace flexibility, and interactions in person are reclaiming their priority. These changes have granted employers superior leverage during job negotiations. Amid all these shifts, a balance must be maintained between what employers require and what staff expect for business productivity and success. To wrap up, in the marine insurance sector, Club Marine, a prominent provider and subsidiary of Allianz, announced Tim Wiles as its permanent CEO. Wiles began his journey as a junior underwriter in 2007 and has since progressed through various roles within the company. This appointment assures the insurer's stability after the departure of Karen Tamaipi. Wiles is committed to further solidifying Club Marine's position as Australia's leading recreational boat insurance provider. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estratori, on this daily financial services news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online. For more detailed information on these stories, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Have a great day, and we'll catch you on the next wrap.